So looking at some of your own research, what theories are out there to suggest why humans enjoy being frightened by horror movies and such?
Yeah, well, as you note in the intro, it's a bit paradoxical that we seek out things that are fictional that we would really like to avoid if they were real. And there are a whole bunch of reasons for why this might be the case. Well, I mean, there are obviously sort of Freudian theories that suggest that by participating in these things at a distance, we vicariously get to experience them, for example, and feel the catharsis of getting our hot, sweaty, deep desires and interests satisfied without having to actually do anything about them. But I think if we look at the research that has a look at why or who is most interested in horror movies, we can get some ideas of what the answers to the question are. Firstly, it's one of the most consistent findings in the research is that men and boys tend to like horror movies and horror fiction more than do women. People who are particularly interested in new, particularly exciting, stimulating experiences are also more likely to engage in horror movie viewing. And I think this speaks to one of the reasons why we get something out of it. We only do things that we're reinforced for. And actually, some of the ways that our bodies respond to horror movies are also the ways that we respond to exciting things that we enjoy. Our heart rate goes up. We get, you know, in some ways we almost get a stress response, for example. And yet at the end of it, we've survived. So one of the things that the research suggests about what we get out of a horror movie is we enjoy horror movies more if there's suspense. So if we know that there's the possibility of something bad's going to happen and the resolution of that suspense. So there's an outcome, ideally one in which the good guys win and the bad guy loses. But failing that even if the good guys don't make it through to the end of the movie, there's some kind of a resolution. And as a result of it, we're taking on a bit of a physiological roller coaster. At the end of it, we might go out and have a drink with our mates or chat to our friends. And as a result of that physiological arousal, we feel better as a result.
Now, myself, I'm actually quite a big fan of horror movies and horror literature as such. I see this crop up every once in a while, this suggestion that those who love horror may be more sort of violent or have sort of darker personalities. Is there really any support for that?
So this hints at something of a chicken and egg problem around aggressive, violent, horror-filled fiction and the impact that it might have. I think that it's reasonable to suggest that the research more strongly suggests that people are drawn to horror and violent fiction if they have personalities that lend them to be drawn to that. So in the context of horror movies, for example, we know that people who have what has been euphemistically described as a slightly more abrasive personality, slightly more disagreeable people, may actually enjoy horror movies more than other people. At the same time, it doesn't seem to be the case that going and watching violent movies or horror movies is going to make people into serial killers. I think there just doesn't seem to be particularly strong evidence of that. At the same time, it's probably a good idea that we don't want to be exposing our kids and our adolescents to these sorts of things, lest that during the time at which our personalities are still developing. But I think that you can just have a look at the diversity of people who enjoy horror movies to see that there probably isn't going to be, it isn't creating all the world's problems. I've a colleague who is a feminist psychological researcher, who actually she's part of a horror movie, not a book club, but a horror movie club, where she and her colleagues actually come together and watch these movies and really enjoy them and talk about them afterwards. And these are not people who are going to go out and commit atrocity.
You mentioned there, of course, not letting kids get along to some of these darker, more violent films. For adult viewers, though, for really all of us, you mentioned, of course, in this article that this can be an addictive feeling, this kind of catharsis. Is there some negative effects we can get by watching too much, by indulging in this catharsis too much?
Well, I think you'd have to watch an awful lot before it would actually potentially become counterproductive. I think it does depend on what you're watching. So we're talking about horror movies here, but even there's a lot of different types of things under that broad category. So we have supernatural horror, where you may never see whatever the evil protagonist is. And we also have what was referred to for the last 10, 12 years as a kind of gore porn, which actually is a subgenre of horror, which involves very, very graphic unpleasantness being perpetrated on people. And what we actually see in the research is that while people may seek these things out because they think they're going to enjoy it, typically people don't enjoy them as much as they thought they were going to. In fact, there's research that shows that you can actually take a lot of the graphic violence or graphic horror out of a movie and have it implied, and actually people enjoy it at least as much as they would have if that sort of material had been left in.
And I am slightly curious on your thoughts with this one. You mentioned in the article, and you mentioned before when answering one of the questions, that obviously we're looking at these horror movies, and typically we see the bad guy defeated, the good guys win, the world is put right against, such as it were. But I've noticed a trend, especially in modern horror movies, where the bad guy actually wins, that we end on quite a down note. Is there any sort of thoughts as to the factors that might be leading into, well, this new trend of the bad guy wins?
Well, I'm not sure it's a new trend. I think we can probably come up with examples like sort of the Friday the 13th movies, for example, which are absolutely seminal in the genre, ended with a resolution, but the hint that the bad guy is still around, for example. And I think you can have movies that follow that kind of plot and that people don't enjoy. There has to be some kind of a resolution. Otherwise, people feel left flat. You're anticipating that there is going to be an outcome and yet the movie ends. That's very unsatisfying. And one of the important things that the literature suggests is that one of the things that happens when you come to that resolution is all of that built-up sort of potential negative emotion is transformed into something positive. So you've still got sort of positive physiological arousal, but you feel good about it rather than feeling bad about it. I think that movies which don't have any form of resolution, as with movies that don't have any form of plot, probably are going to be less satisfying and people aren't going to go and see the sequel. So I think that movie makers have to be careful about assuming that people, just because you haven't reached a resolution, people are actually going to want to know what happens in the event that they publish that sequel.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time on this one this morning.
It's a